Hi guys, just a quick foreword. I was going through and checking the levels of my recording, and I realized that you can hear my cat snoring throughout, so that's what that is. Thanks and enjoy.
So I had a little bit of time on my hands, and I don't know if you can hear, but I'm still a little bit sick, so I saw Suit and Lies, GWA Eats Stuff questionnaire, and I figured that seems like a fun thing to do, so I'm gonna do it. So, simple starters. Question 1. Do you prefer sweet or salty savory? I prefer sweet. What is your favorite type of cuisine? I don't really have one, but I tend to gravitate towards Indian food, just because the spices are always really nice and there's lots of vegetarian options. Number 3, what is your favorite snack food? I'm very simple when it comes to my snack foods. I really just like nice crackers and cheese, or like a nice dip. Normally I go for the kind of obnoxious ones that sound a little bit snooty, like one I had the other day was fig and blue cheese, which was delicious, but you know. What is your favorite appetizer? I don't know if it counts, but I really like deviled eggs. I make some pretty good deviled eggs. What is your favorite main dish? Now I'm going to assume this is for, dinner. So, probably a nice risotto. Something very carbohydratey and hot. What is your favorite dessert? Definitely creme brulee, without comparison. Creme brulee, if it's served with a really nice compote. Do you have a favorite restaurant? If so, what is your go-to order there? I don't really have a favorite restaurant. What are your thoughts on fast food? Do you have a favorite? I try to stay away from fast food. I try to eat healthy, like, most of the time. And the problem with a lot of fast food is they don't have any vegetarian options most of the time. I used to eat a lot of, like, chicken at fast food places. Mainly like chicken burgers, that kind of thing, before I stopped eating meat. But yeah, there's this fast food chain in Australia called Red Rooster, and they make really, really nice, I suppose you'd call it French fries, but they're thicker than that. In Australia we just call them hot chips. If you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be? And would you be okay with this? It would definitely be Eggs Benedict, as long as I got really nice hollandaise sauce with it, and I got lots of it. Foods for moods. What is your favorite comfort food? Probably, potato bake, made with lots of cream and lots of cheese. Just, What is your favorite food to eat for a celebration? Champagne. I know that doesn't count as a food, but, I don't know, probably cake. Do you have a guilty pleasure food? If so, what is it? Baklava, actually. That is just
Oh, I feel so bad when I eat it, but it's so good. Imagine you are preparing or ordering a romantic meal for you and a partner. What's on your menu? Well, my partner eats meat, so I'd make sure to probably have a nice big steak for him. He eats it well done, because he doesn't like it bleeding. And I'd probably serve it with some sort of radish salad, since he really likes radishes. Devil's in the details. Describe your perfect burger. They used to have this burger at this burger chain that I don't know if it exists outside of Australia, but it's called Grilled. And they used to have this amazing halloumi burger. It was grilled halloumi. I think it had beetroot on it and red onion and just a whole lot of other stuff. And it also had caramelized onion on it. And it was just the most beautiful burger. So delicious. So that's probably it. I don't like the American style buns where it's got the, I think they glaze it with the sugar syrup or something on the top. I prefer not sweet buns. Describe your perfect pizza. It comes down to two different pizzas that I order regularly, and it's vegetarian nacho burger, pizza, which sounds kind of silly, but it's great. It's essentially all of the stuff you would expect to find in nachos. So you've got your tomato, little chopped bits of onion, a little bit of capsicum or a bell pepper, depending on what you call it, etc. Essentially Mexican flavors, sprinkled on top of pizza dough with Doritos on it, and it sounds like it would be awful, but it's amazing. And there's another one that I came up with myself, and it's like a cream pizza base instead of like the tomato sauce base, with lots of olives. Lots of mozzarella, a combination of mozzarella and camembert. And, God, what else do I put on there? Oregano, basil, oh, I put fresh tomato on it. Yeah, can't really remember the rest, but it's a good pizza. Describe your perfect sandwich. I really, really like, if you haven't figured it out by now, I really like creamy sauces, that kind of thing. So I love egg salad sandwiches with lots of mayonnaise. You gotta have lots of mayonnaise. I really like salad sandwiches, so just lettuce, cheese, slice of tomato, and then lots of mayonnaise, lots of American style mustard. So beautiful. On seeded bread, not white bread. What's your favorite ice cream flavor, and do you get any toppings? My favorite ice cream flavor comes down to either rum and raisin or a mint choc chip. And if I get toppings, it's ice magic. Situational eating. Imagine your perfect wedding. How many guests are there, and what do you serve them? Let's skip that one. Imagine your ideal holiday feast. what's for dinner. Preferably flavors of the region I'm visiting, which will obviously depend. I don't know, it really depends on where I am. I'm sorry for such a vague answer. And finally, you're on death row, and it's time for your last meal. What are you getting? Eggs hollandaise. My eggs Benedict, definitely. With the pre-specified constraints. Mm-hmm. Which is lots of hollandaise sauce, and it has to be good. Can't have too much tartness. But yes, thank you for listening to me ramble in my horrible sick voice.